Welcome to the Slow Style Home Podcast. I am so happy you're here. If you want to create a beautiful home that isn't cookie cutter or a trendy copy of someone else's, you're in the right place. And if you don't want to hurt your wallet or the planet to get one of those dream homes. And you can get started with my brand new quiz called Fix My Room. It's actually more of an assessment tool, but the word quiz, I think, sounds better because it's really easy to do. Just answer 20 multiple choice questions and you'll be pinpointing why your room isn't working, why it feels off, and why maybe your previous efforts haven't really panned out. Or maybe you're fairly happy with your room, but you want to make sure that your design choices are going in the right direction. Visit our website at slowstylehome.com and click on the quiz button right at the top. I'll tell you a little bit more about it later in the show. Now, let's dig into this week's episode. Hey there, are you ready? Are you ready? Because today is the day when you start figuring out how to create a home you love. Right now, with what you already have and in the home you are currently living in. I'm Zandra, your host of the Style Matters podcast, brought to you by Little Yellow Couch. And listen, I truly believe that you shouldn't put off living inside something beautiful and energizing and nurturing for some kind of imaginary, perfect life that is somewhere in the future. You need those things right now. So for this show, we talk about how to create a home that feels meaningful and works beautifully. If you're listening because you're overwhelmed by conflicting advice and too many choices, or you're listening because you've never felt very creative when it comes to decor, or maybe you're here because you're just as obsessed with design as I am and you can't wait to dig into creating that beautiful home, welcome. This community of listeners is your people. You found us, and I am so glad you're here. Now, before we get started, I want to thank today's sponsor. Sponsors are part of the reason this show can stay on the air and keep bringing you great interviews. So thank you so much to Annie's Kit Clubs. Annie's Kit Clubs enable you to add handcrafted elements to your home with everything delivered to your door. They specialize in DIY crochet, knit, and sewing projects, and they also have a few other kinds of kits as well. These are beginner-friendly, but also range into every skill level. For example, they've got this Afghan Block of the Month Club, where you'll crochet your own heirloom quality Afghan featuring a unique pattern for each block. So you'll be learning or perfecting dozens of stitches while creating a beautifully textured final blanket. Each kit includes all the yarn and patterns to crochet 3 new blocks per month. You crochet 30 blocks in all, and your 11th kit walks you through finishing your Afghan. So I love the pacing of these projects. You just do a little at a time so that a big project like an Afghan doesn't feel so overwhelming. Now, if you're more of a sewer, another great kit is the Charm Pack Club. You know, if you love seeing a stash of fabrics just waiting for the perfect project, you're going to get plenty with this one because you get a new shipment of 42 pieces from America's top fabric designers every month. And they always include a new pattern added to your online library so you never run out of ideas. And here's the best part, okay? Annie's is offering listeners of this podcast 75% off the first month of a kit subscription. That's right, 75% off your first month using promo code STYLEMATTERS75. Now, I've had a lot of sponsors in the past. Nobody's offered anything like this before. You can use it on any monthly subscription. If you or your best friend or your mom, your babysitter, kids, anyone you know loves to do a DIY project, this is perfect. I'll link to everything in the show notes page for this episode, but you can also just go straight to annieskitclubs.com and use the code STYLEMATTERS75 at checkout. Again, that's annieskitclubs.com stylematters.com and use stylematters75 at checkout. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Actually, no, hold on. I do have one more thing I need to say, a little announcement. I'm really excited because we are about to open the doors to our private monthly membership once again to new members during the month of May, actually just for a little less than a week during the month of May, starting May 26th. So if you are at all interested or curious about what the slow style approach can do for you, whether or not it's right for you, I'm going to be sharing all kinds of information about that. Sign up for our newsletter to make sure that you don't miss out. Again, the doors will be open starting May 26th for just under a week. Something to put on your radar, and I won't go into any more details right now. Just want to let you know. All right, let's jump in. Now, I don't know about you, but I love finding beautiful hotels to stay in when I'm traveling. I mean, the hotels or the apartments that I rent, they're almost as important to me as the destinations themselves. And that's because I really count on getting a lot of design inspiration from these places to bring home with me, which means I love talking with people who are involved in that industry. My guest today is Kelly Cerner, co-founder of Studio 11 Design, which specializes in hotel design. Kelly has led global projects across boutique and renowned nameplates such as Caesars Entertainment, Hyatt, Starwood, Thompson Hotels, and many more. And she also oversaw the recent launch of two new side projects, I guess I'll call them, within Studio 11 Design. One is about branding, and the other, Lou Verne, specializes in art installations for these hotels. Kelly Cerner will explain more about all of that during the interview, but what I hope you get from today's conversation are some great ideas on what to look for design-wise the next time you travel and are staying at a phenomenal hotel. Here's Kelly. Kelly Cerner, welcome to the Style Matters podcast. It's wonderful to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you.
I want to talk about hotels with you a lot because so many of the ones that you have designed are reasons I would travel. You know, when I make travel plans, if there's not a place to stay that I'm going to get inspiration from, I sort of don't even want to go there. And I don't mean to sound like, you know, impossible or difficult, although my husband would probably say that I am. But I mean, truly, these are hotels that are destinations in and of themselves to my mind. So I'm really excited to talk with you about that. But if you want to talk about something besides hotels today, feel free to bring that up.
Okay, great. You're our kind of guest. We love that.
Oh, good, good. Studio 11 Design, of which you are the co-founder, they've got a lot going on. And you in particular have started sort of side projects within Studio 11 Design.
Correct.
So tell us about that. What does your company do? And also a little bit about what got you into design in the first place.
Sure. So you are 100% correct. I've been told more than once I do thrive in chaos, so it comes in handy.
I didn't want to put it that way. We just met.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, design is kind of a constant chaotic and problem-solving industry and career. It's actually my second career. My first degree was in international business and Spanish. And I interned for my father's telecom company for about 30 seconds before I realized I wanted to go back to school. Okay. And I was bored to tears. I will say I'm the ADD poster child and typical, very heavy creative, but I love the relationship aspect. So that first degree really came in handy just in terms of the business part of Studio 11 Design and running a company.
I'm sure.
But I went back 4 more years for interior design, interior architecture, and I've loved every side. I've never looked back. It's been it's funny, it's a very tough degree. People think it's cute and you're picking pretty pillows, but it was actually more difficult than my first, and lots of, you know, all-nighters, and but very well worth it, and set the bar for the all-nighters that have come in my career. So
So
started at a large international firm and worked for them eight plus years. And I have 2 little boys, so I kind of took the summer off knowing and looking for my next step, and met my business partner and kind of fell into starting Studio 11 Design, and that was 11 years ago.
Oh, that's great. So your boys are now a little bit older.
Yes. So they were 1 and 3 at the time. And joke's on me because I was really looking for a bit more flexibility and time with them. And
so, that is funny. Right, starting your own business. Yeah, that's right. Not going to give you that.
Correct.
Not in the beginning, anyway.
It's been really cool. You know, I was at a conference last week with the global head of design for Hilton. And, you know, he's the one that went to pull my son's first tooth out. You know, so the the boys have gone through this career with me and this journey with me. And in the summers, they're my little travel buddies. They've 100% grown up in this industry with dinners, you know, with different owners, hoteliers. Uh-huh. So it's kind of been a family affair for sure.
Well, and that travel, I feel like that understanding of place, the difference between one city and the next, and getting kind of under the skin of that city is what comes through in your designs for these hotels. They're very location specific. They are celebratory of a particular place. And before we get into some of your specific hotel projects, of which I do want to kind of drill down and ask you some questions about, generally speaking, well, let me back up for just a second. As I said in the beginning, you know, I love traveling. I love the hotel experience. And I specifically look for hotels where I'm going to get some inspiration. And so when I work with people, I'm always telling them to, you know, take inspiration from places other than just interiors magazines that show other homes. I think hotels and restaurants, theaters, they all have something to teach us about design. And I'm wondering, from your perspective, what do you think we should be looking for when we are a guest at a hotel? What are the little details, or what are the aspects of it that we could bring with us into our own homes?
So we kind of start with a narrative, and we don't just focus on the city. We really even get down to the neighborhood and the history of the neighborhood and the bones of the neighborhood and the pride that the locals feel in that area. And we like to do what we call design through discovery. And so each time the guest stays in a hotel that we've completed, whether it's a Hilton Garden Inn or a Thompson Hotel, we really try and tell that story in a very organic way. So it's, you know, if it's Nashville, it's not going to be the typical guitars on a wall. We're going to go way deeper and really, we love for the operations team at the end of our projects to become the storyteller. So as the guest is checking in, you know, they're versed in, you know, the art and the story behind it, because it's not going to be super obvious. Uh-huh. But even down to, you know, like we're doing a project in Cincinnati right now, and we're taking a lot of cues from the deconstructivism at the university down the street. And even our tile in the guest room, you know, in the guest bathroom, goes back to and plays off the patterns that are at the university. Hmm. And so it's not something that the guest necessarily will look down and be like, oh, this is great. But we really try and implore our operations teams for each of the hotels, train them and put together a book of, this is the story we, you know, we'd love for you to convey to the guest. And I think it's just a much, much deeper experience. And we also get a lot of, you know, the locals, we want their buy-in on our projects as well. It's important that they feel we're embracing their culture and their neighborhood and truly not just plopping a brand in, you know, and moving on.
Wow. So two things I'm going to take away from that. One is, ask the people who work there if you have a question. Yes. You know, yeah, they might actually know the answer. So if you're staying in one of Kelly's hotels, they will know the answer, because I don't think it occurs to us, you know, to ask those kinds of questions. You know, what's this tile about? What's the story there? Mm-hmm. I mean, wow, there's just got to be just a bucket load of information that they could share. And I think it's that kind of storytelling that mm-hmm. is so wonderful to have in our own homes, where it's not obvious from the start, you know, just from the first glance that there's even a story there. But if you know that there's a story, it sort of infuses this, I don't know, this layering effect that I think you can tell the difference.
Yeah, it's so much more meaningful. And, yeah, you know, kind of to your point earlier, and we want our guests, we want to capture them so they don't want to leave the hotel, that they want to drop their bags and they feel comfortable and they can't wait to get back downstairs to, you know, experience a hotel and it becomes their living room and it becomes their comfort zone and they want to work from there. And even if they're going out and have a reservation for dinner or exploring the city, you know, maybe we catch them for the coffee before, or they're telling their local guests like, hey, come meet us for a drink. You have to see this hotel. We do love, you know, we call it kind of our fourth meal. And obviously, you know, the secret behind that is we're generating more revenue for the hotelier and the developer. But really, you're walking away. We're bringing the neighborhood. We're bringing the city to you. So, you know, in even how we program in the retail spaces where everybody likes to take a piece of their trip and whatever, you know, for whatever reason they're there with them. So I would really implore your the guests of our hotels to even ask, like, how can I get a piece of artwork? Or, you know, how can I get this art? Because we would be ecstatic. And we get those messages, you know, occasionally. We actually got one from George Strait a couple of weeks ago. We're not going to tell him. We're not going to tell him this original art only cost us about $130. But just having him excited about our artwork was so cool. It was so cool.
That is so cool. And again, ask. I guess this is one of the, you know, ask people. Maybe you could take a piece of the hotel home with you. And I guess the second takeaway that I'm getting from you is, you said it's, you go into the bones of the neighborhood. You go, you know, if it's Nashville, you're not just going to put a bunch of guitars on the wall. And I think that that's a really good thing to take away from your hotels for inspiration for ourselves, is that it's not really thematic, right? It's not like a Disney theme. It's so much deeper than that. So if you love your vacation at the beach, or you love your vacation in the mountains, or, you know, in France or Italy or whatever, that it's not about sort of taking that very touristy item home and sticking it on your fridge, you know, if it's a magnet or whatever.
Yes, exactly.
It's about bringing the soul of the place back home with you.
We'll be back after a quick break.
I just want to jump in here for a minute and remind you about the new free quiz that you can take at slowstylehome.com. It's called the Fix My Room quiz, and I've created it because a lot of times when we're ready to change up a room in our homes, we get stuck not knowing where to start or what to do first. I mean, do you paint the walls? Do you come up with a different floor plan? Do you declutter first and then buy all new stuff? It's daunting. So the quiz is designed as a way for you to assess what's not working so that you're pointed in the right direction in terms of what to focus on. Everything else can kind of fall away. After years of helping others look around their rooms and identify the possibilities for big, impactful changes, I figured out how you can do this assessment yourself. The 20 multiple choice questions will ask you about how your room is functioning and how your style is developing. Then you'll receive a detailed summary from me about what you should tackle first. No more guessing and no more throwing money away or time. Again, go to slowstylehome.com and click on the quiz button right at the top. All right, let's jump back into today's episode.
Yeah, just a memory, you know, and I'm very passionate about artwork. It's why we started an art company that's kind of a sister and works with Studio 11 Design. But I think, you know, art, even since I was young and in college, you know, in my last, you know, my first trip to Greece, that was $300 round trip and staying in the tiniest room I could, you know, little hostel I could find. I still, you know, would budget $150 and go to the market in Athens, and I still have that artwork in my home. So, you know, I guess I do assume that our guest, you know, wants to take a piece of that and or that memory with them for whatever reason they are there. And we want to make it accessible and want them to be able to do that. And a lot of times we really do a deep dive on local artists because they're the best to tell the story. And we love kind of supporting local artists in the neighborhood. So a lot of times that artwork is reflective of, you know, somebody that lives there.
Right, right. Well, you're talking about an entire subject that I really wanted to ask you about, this whole idea of putting art front and center. And, there are several hotels that you've done this with. I'm thinking of the Canvas Hotel in Dallas, Renaissance Atlanta, the Hotel Edeline in Scottsdale. Do you want to tell us a little bit about any of those projects in particular? Like, is there a piece of art or a particular relationship you have with an artist in any of those hotels that come to mind?
Let's see. The two that are the freshest, because I've just installed them, are Thompson Savannah and Thompson Buckhead.
Okay, sure. Let's do them.
And we did the entire art package for both of those hotels. So every piece of art was selected by us internally or created by us. Mm. And I want to say 2015, it kind of dawned on me. We typically, as hotel designers, restaurant designers, et cetera, you know, we typically have a third-party art vendor that we lean on, and we'll say, hey, guys, we have a project in Nashville. I'll keep using Nashville as an example because it's just easier. And they send us like a 300-page PDF. They'll kind of outsource, find these local artists, or they, you know, but there's a huge chunk that they, you know, have to take in order for that to be worth their while. And we start every project with a story, and we make sure that we're telling the story that the client wants us to tell. And as we all diversify, the architect, all of the consultants on the project are telling the same story. And what I realized is we can't tell that story if we're handing it over to an art vendor. So we brought the story back in-house. We brought the art in-house, and we hired artists, not designers, but artists, and a creative director that is extremely versed in art. They work in all mediums, but they also, we really protect that art budget, because typically it comes at the end.
Okay.
And that's where you really tell the story, is through art and accessories. And so we style the projects with, you know, from the local vintage stores and antique stores. They can tell us this is a desk from the 1800s in the school down the street, or this wood came from a barn 5 miles away. So we brought that art back in so that we could then give it directly to the artist and afford original artwork, and to get creative with local artists, we can afford it. So that's kind of where Lou Verner Art Company came from. And in Buckhead, to see a local artist actually installing their art in our hotels is so, like, it makes my heart want to explode. They're so excited. They're right. So passionate. They're not a third party just coming to, you know, screw it in the wall. They are like, they've been living and breathing this piece of art. And we've got this incredible wood sculpture of this beautiful, he carved it out of one huge chunk of wood. We've got a really cool time lapse of him working on this piece throughout his weeks. And it's installed in our pre-function area. So as you go to the elevator, there's this gorgeous kind of woman who's carved out of wood floating from the ceiling. And so that, I think, is one incredible piece. And he's got a whole story that relates back to our story and our initial, you know, from 2 years ago. And so I think that's a piece that really stands out right now in my mind. It's just absolutely beautiful. And watching that artist kind of roll it in was an incredible moment.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. This is why you need to stay in these kinds of hotels, everyone.
Right? It's
because
so true.
It's such another layer to your entire travel experience. Before we continue with the conversation, I want to jump in here for a minute and introduce you to my slow style approach to creating a home you love. Just like it sounds, slow style means taking your time and letting your home evolve by responding to what's going on in the rest of your life and reflecting who you are and who you want to become. Now, I know that sounds really abstract, but I don't want you to think that slow style means you're just waiting around for inspiration to strike. I know you need practical, hands-on ways to actually develop your signature style. And that's what I'm passionate about, taking the mystery out of creative thinking when it comes to design and helping you define what your dream home actually looks like. And the best way to start is to get really clear on what your style is. Now, I'm not talking about style categories like I'm farmhouse or I'm boho. I'm talking about a one-of-a-kind definition that is very specific to who you are. And we've got a blueprint that will help you do just that. It's our free style guide. I'll walk you through some questions and get you thinking about how you want to show up in your home. Just go to littleyellowcouch.com and click on the free style guide button right there on the homepage. I can't wait to see what you come up with. And I'm going to ask you, so don't be surprised when we start having a back and forth conversation about your home. I'm all in, and I hope you are too. All right, let's get back to the episode. I think that there's this line of thought, which I totally understand. I've done this myself, especially when I was younger. Okay, I'm not even going to be in my hotel room. I'm going to spend, that's where the least amount of money for this trip is going to be spent on hotels. And, you know, I've evolved over time, and as I've gotten a little bit, you know, a little bit more money to spend. But yeah, it's really gone from let's find something functional and clean to let's find something inspiring. And that's why I wanted to talk to you, because I'm truly inspired by your hotels. I want to talk about another one in particular that I was really in love with, the one in Scottsdale, Arizona called Sienna House. And there's a story there that I wanted you to unpack for us. There's a hint of the story that's on your website, but I know there's more there. And you talk about that your story for this house was inspired by the five C's of Arizona. I didn't know what those were or who uses them, or if they're this is your kind of understanding of Arizona or what. But you know, cattle is one, climate is another, and I just thought that this was such an interesting way to develop an entire ethos around the design directive that you used, the story of the five C's. So could you please talk to us about that?
Sure. So Scottsdale is such an incredible place to really start. There's so many different directions and so many aesthetics that you can go in with the Scottsdale area. And we kind of wanted to bring in a bit of that desert feel, but we've actually done quite a few projects in Scottsdale, ground up projects recently. So it was a great opportunity for us to look at what wasn't in the market, what experience or story hadn't been told there.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the five C's really was kind of how we started, and it's really evolved. But I would say climate, you know, was a huge part of that desert kind of feel. And coming into, you know, you're walking out of this. I mean, on some days I was there on site visits and it was 118 degrees. And so what do you want to walk into? And it's just kind of a cool, calming space where you're evoking all six senses. So the smell is kind of fresh and has this kind of little bit of a desert tone. And then the color palette for this hotel is extremely neutral and calming and just heavy. We really emphasize texture. So, which is something I always like to, you know, when you're inspired as a guest and you want to take some of these things home, really not just pattern, but always look for one, focus on the six senses. So even in your home, what is your signature scent? What do you want to come home to? And then kind of really exploring textures. And so it's a very neutral kind of creamy palette, a ton more wood tones than I think I've designed prior. If you kind of look through our portfolio, the Sienna House really stands out. And so it's all about lighting, which is also something that's very important in any space, because the lighting, you know, can make or break the space. And also it just, everybody feels a bit sexier when it's turned down and done
yes.
very well. And you don't have these, you know, these pin lights shining down on your head. It's
right.
never great. And then we really kind of took on this, we wanted to bring the outdoors in, but you know, somewhere where it was felt manageable. So succulents, cactuses, and different greenery just everywhere. And that was really our color palette, is this neutral palette, wood tones, but your heavy color was in all of the greenery, succulents, and indigenous plants. And so you're just immediately walking into kind of a Scottsdale oasis.
Yeah. And a lot of I don't know if it's earthenware, but there's like a whole wall of sculptural vases and bowls that's in part of the hotel with that kind of earthy mm-hmm. coppery color. So I picked up the color in that way too.
Yes, absolutely. So, and that's why, you know, Louverne, we bring them in very early. You'll never see us ordering three West Elm vases and just putting them on a shelf. Everything we put on those shelves has meaning, right down to the title of the books. And a lot of times, you know, we There's a company we've been working with lately, Booth and Williams, that is sort of like Books by the Foot. We will call them, let them know what region we're in, let them know the color palette, and they then will kind of go to work on their inventory and select books with titles that are relatable, color, kind of go with our color palette. But the accessories, again, are another way of kind of that design through discovery, where every time you stop, you're like, oh, wait. You know, this is really beautiful, this found piece that I would say a majority of the time are not new. So kind of that repurposed, recycled, and bringing these pieces back to life to continue our narrative to the very end.
Yeah. And I love that you do so much of your decorating styling with books, both for the colors and the patterns of their covers, but also for the subject matter. I think that's also another great thing we can do inside of our homes.
Yes, absolutely. It's funny. I'll get friends that will stop by, or friends that just really don't have a knack. They always have that brain that I don't, which is like very analytical, and I always admire. But they're coming in like, oh my God, like how do I create a space? And you know what I always start with telling them is, you know, go buy, you know, 10 plants for your home. Go and I have a heavy addiction. I have a black thumb for sure, but I try. And I love to be surrounded. There's something calming and beautiful about greenery. And so that's something that's very easy to bring into your home and, you know, have them draping down and just having that living, breathing thing in your home. There's something about it that I think is definitely universal and everybody loves. And, yes. And it's one of the secrets to our styling is you'll always see, you know, an array of plants, clusters, they're on shelves, they're on the floor, they're on the ground, they're hanging from the ceilings, they're hanging from the bar. And so that's definitely a layer that last layer, but very, very important. So, and it's translatable into the residential side as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So Kelly, why does style matter? And well, you can answer it however you like, but I guess I'm particularly interested in why does it matter in a hotel? What does it do for guests? But if you want to also talk about even your own home, you know, what your own personal aesthetic has done for you and your well-being.
Sure. I think it's funny. It's easier for me to talk about hotels rather than the renovation of Top Hill because I don't have one specific aesthetic, which was one challenge in designing my own home is I'm extremely eclectic and layered and more is more to me. And you'll see that and come through in my hotel spaces as well. But, you know, I want, especially now, everybody was kind of tied up and in their homes. And I think we all appreciate experiences a bit more now and they're more important. And to your point, hotels have evolved in a way that has been so incredible to be a part of the last 20 years. It used to just be a bed cover, a piece of art on the wall that was really didn't tell any kind of story. And I've watched this and been a part of this transition over the last 20 years to where I love being a part of people's experience. I love to be in the background of their photos and their smiles and the things that are inspiring them to then go home and take those things and take those memories home. And I tend to try, you know, it's my job to know all the hotels, mine and of course everyone else's. but that's where I come home inspired and refreshed and in my life it, overall, I think it makes me a better mom. It makes me a better owner and mentor, and to have those little breaks and have those memories to bring back. And so style matters because it's not just a blank space. It's really we're creating the background for an experience for people, and we're doing that through our styling and through our storytelling in a way we you know it just didn't exist. To your point, it didn't exist 20 years ago.
Right, absolutely. I'm 100% with you there. Well, Kelly, this has been such a fun conversation, and I highly recommend everyone check out the different hotels that she and Studio 11 Design have worked on. We'll have photos on our show notes page, and of course, we'll link to your website. There will be even more photos, but they are really, really fun. I am dying to go to Nashville, Scottsdale, Dallas, Atlanta, Savannah, pretty much everywhere that you've been working. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Now, after saying goodbye to Kelly, I realized we didn't really finish our conversation about what the five C's of Arizona are that informed her color palette and really the textures and the scents for Senna House and Arizona. We kind of got sidetracked, so I didn't want to leave you hanging. I believe the five C's stand for copper, citrus, cotton, cattle, and climate. And when you take a look at the photos of that particular hotel, you'll see how those natural elements really informed her design choices. It's pretty cool. Okay, so that's it for today. Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter if you haven't already. You'll get your hands on our free guide. Plus, you will stay in the loop about our upcoming doors opening to new members thing that happens 3 times a year for the Slow Style Society. I will see you next week. Have a great one. Bye for now. Thanks so much for listening. I know your time is valuable, and I really do appreciate you spending it with me. And please, please, please take a minute to leave a review for Slow Style Home wherever you get your podcasts. It honestly does help keep this show on the air, and your feedback is highly valuable to me. Have a great day, and I'll be back in your earbuds soon. Bye for now.